Hebrews 10, verses 26 through 31. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Appreciate the few minutes to speak to you this evening. I appreciate the lesson that Josh presented this morning about heaven, and we can look forward to that. But now I want to talk about a few minutes, the thing that will keep us from reaching that eternal home and all the glories that we spoke about this morning, and that is sin. The Hebrew writer there in Hebrews chapter 10 talks about what was read there, several things, and we need to be sober-minded when we read those verses and to realize what sin will do to us, how sin will keep us from being where God wants us to be. And I want to talk about sinning willfully. And that's what we read about in that text. In verse 25, he talks about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And then he goes into the idea that we need to make sure that we don't sin willfully. He says in verse 26, that first of all, it's summarized saying that no sacrifices can be made for people who decide to sin after they receive the knowledge of the truth. I'm thinking about those of us that are children of God. I think that's what this is directly expressed to those when this was written, but also those that are not children of God. Because once we come to the knowledge of the truth, once we know what we need to do, and then we just willfully go on and say, "Well, no, I don't think I want to do that," then terrible things await us there. And so whether you're a child of God this evening or not, you need to seriously think about, what is your relationship as far as the Word of God? What do you know about that? And what are you going to do with that? And we'll make that statement just again in just a few minutes. In verse 27 of Hebrews 10, it talks about these people have become enemies of God, and all they can look forward to is a terrible judgment and a furious fire. Think about that. Those who sin willfully, that's the thing that we look forward to, is a terrible judgment from God. And then he says in that verse 31 that was read to summarize the particular text we're looking at, he says, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He talks about the verse before. Think about despising the law of Moses and the things that happened back then to people who despised the old law that was imperfect. And then he draws a parallel. What about despising the law of God that we have today? And you count the blood of Christ as something unworthy. You trod the Son of God underfoot and bring him to an open shame. Why? Because I decide to sin willfully. That's why. A few points you want to consider. Number one, there's no more sacrifices that are going to be made to atone for our sins. Christ is the author of our salvation, found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. Number two, we decide to sin. We make the choice. In James 1, verse 13 and 14, James says that God can't be tempted by sin, neither will he tempt us with sin. But then he says in verse 14, that's because of our lust and the things that we want to do, we give into that, then we commit sin, and the fruits of that is borne by us. You know, when we became children of God, we said that we were going to become dead to sin and not live in it any longer. That's in Romans chapter 6 and verse 2. And then he also says, Paul says in Romans 6 and verse 6, that we crucified the old man of sin when we were baptized, and that the body of sin was destroyed. But you know, the devil is such a masterful worker. He wants to resurrect that dead body that when we died to sin. We were baptized, we said, "I'm going to take off the old man, and we'll put on the new." And the devil says, "Well, you know, if I work on you just hard enough, I might just be able to resurrect that dead man again. I might get you back into the path of sin again, and I might just get you to where that you're away from God, and you'll be away from His presence eternally." if we continue to sin willfully. We understand we're going to sin from time to time, but to willfully and knowingly just fall into sin, I know that I'm having this issue, and I've done it maybe many times before, and I keep going back to that again. What am I doing? I am willfully going back to sin. And the Hebrew writer says, man, this is something we need to wake up to. It's something we need to realize, that we decide to sin and we become enemies to God. We once had that relationship. We were once saved, and now we're His enemies. Why? Because I willfully decide to go back to where I used to be. And again, as we mentioned, those that have decided to sin have nothing but a future of fire. And those who decide to sin will, again, fall into the hands of a living God. And what a terrible thing to think about that happening. And so I just conclude the thought this afternoon. What are you doing with the truth of God? What am I doing with that? I need to examine myself. I don't need to point the finger and say, oh, you know, that sounds pretty good. I know so-and-so and that lesson sure hits home with them. No, I need to look at me and bring it to my heart. What am I doing? How am I reacting to God's Word? You know, there's sins of commission and sins of omission. And so many times, me raising my hand, it's the sin of omission that gets me so many times. Things that I know to do, and we're told, you know, if we know to do something that's right and we don't do it, that becomes sin to us. And so I need to be actively examining myself each day and making sure that I stay, the body of sin stays crucified and the devil doesn't bring it up again to where it becomes a part of my life and I'm caught into judgment unprepared. We sung songs tonight to praise and honor of God and being prepared and looking forward to heaven and all the great things of living a Christian life. And so we're going to sing a song of invitation right now. If you need to respond to that invitation, you can come forward as a child of God that's wandered away, or a person that hasn't obeyed the gospel of Christ, we'd be glad to assist you that we can all get the sin out of our life and stand righteously before God. Come if you need to.